Good morning. This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Several senators are asking the U.S. Forest Service to reinstate a women's and wildfire boot camp. It was a program that was recently cut, and they want to know why. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez has more.
Abigail Varney is a Forest Service hotshot. The elite group of wildland firefighters performs some of the most demanding and hazardous tasks during incidents. She's among the few women on the front lines. Varney says the Women in Wildfire boot camps helped advance women in their careers and diversify the Forest Service.
So that requires a diversity of perspectives and types of expertise and backgrounds. And research shows that the representation of different perspectives improves our ability to manage risk, to build strong teams, to earn community trust.
In a letter, 9 Democratic lawmakers, including those from Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, and Nevada, said recent mass firings have left firefighters under-supported. The letter said that women firefighters are underrepresented at the Forest Service and make up only 13% of the service's fire management personnel. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Yvette Fernandez.
The Justice Department is expanding a program that gives tribal police access to national crime databases. 6 new tribes are joining this fall, including Colorado's Southern Ute Tribe. The Tribal Access Program aims to help law enforcement share information in real time with the FBI to track criminals, protect victims, and improve public safety. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Have a great Sunday.